Lesson 5F. Unusual cities. The good, the bad, and the ugly. A. Green City.
Curitiba is a medium-sized city in the south of Brazil, the largest country in South America. Why is it unusual? Because many South American cities are very polluted. But Curitiba is the opposite. It is one of the cleanest and greenest cities in the world. In most cities, cars cause a lot of pollution. But in Curitiba, only a quarter of the 1.7 million inhabitants use a car. The others use public transport. That is because the bus system is probably the best in the world. It is called the BRT, Bus Rapid Transport, and it carries 2 million passengers a day. Tickets are cheap and journeys are fast, and nobody in the city lives further than 400 meters from a bus stop. There are lots of parks in the city. In fact, there are 50 square meters of green space per person.
B. Artificial city.
Neft Dashlari is a man-made city in the Caspian Sea. It is about 65 kilometers from the east coast of Azerbaijan in Asia, and it has a population of about 2,000. The most unusual thing about the city is its location. It is in the sea, but not on an island. The ground below the city is completely artificial. Neft Dashlari is about 70 years old, and it exists for one reason. Oil. The city is in very bad condition. For example, it has 300 kilometers of roads, but only 45 kilometers are safe to use. The bridges are falling into the sea, and some of the apartments are underwater. But people still live and work there. It is probably one of the worst cities in the world for its inhabitants. But salaries are much higher than in other places.
C. Recycling city.
Cairo, in the north of Egypt, is one of the biggest cities in Africa. It is the capital and has a population of nearly 8 million. Like any city, it creates tons of rubbish every day. But amazingly, the city does not employ anybody to collect rubbish. Instead, a group of people called the Zabaleen collect it. The inhabitants of Cairo pay them a small amount of money for doing this. The Zabaleen take the rubbish back to their town on the edge of Cairo. It is called Manshayat Nasser and has a population of about 60,000. There, the women and children sort the rubbish by hand. It seems a very slow system, but in fact, it works very well. They recycle nearly 90% of the rubbish, which is far better than recycling centres in most Western countries. Manshayat Nasser certainly is not one of the most attractive places in Egypt, but thanks to a 2009 film about it, Garbage Dreams, it is quite famous and quite popular with tourists.